الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأفم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر، وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We are very fortunate. We have Maulana Muhammad Chaudhry, who translated for us. He's from America, and he has come just for the 10 days. So we can see how lot from where people have come. So Allah give us also the opportunity. With him, another friend of his, our student also, Maulana Musayyib, is also here. Maulana Rashid Rabat, mashallah, from Zambia, every year comes. Last year was a different thing, but every year he also comes. May Allah Ta'ala let us also understand that why are they coming from so far. And mashallah, Allah has blessed them also very greatly with the love of Allah and making the effort of Islah, etc. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has blessed us with this very, very great month, the month of Ramadan. And we have explained a few times, and again a little bit revision, so that we can hopefully appreciate this value of this month. Usually, when a thing comes to the end, then we start taking it a bit easy. But that is a time really to make it more serious and to take it more, to attach more value to it. Things which are of righteous and good things. Usually, when a person, like at the end of the academic year also, one attitude is that now you start becoming a bit lax, partying, etc. We find matric balls, all other places, in business places, all the parties, etc. And one is that you become more serious on that. So the correct way is to become more serious. Towards the end of our life also, there are many people, mashallah, whom Allah Ta'ala made, that just towards the end, how Allah made them, and they turn towards Allah, and the eternal life of Akhirat is made. While other people, just in ghaflat all the time. Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu al-Ghudda, rahimahullah, a great, great alim, very great alim of Syrian origin, but he was in Saudi. He explains one time, in about the 60s, a Jamaat from Bangladesh had come. And he was still young that time. So they taught him how to make gasht, khususi gasht. And they took him in the bazaar, meet people, encourage them. So he says he's very indebted to them. After that he tried. He said, I must have tried on 100 people, but I couldn't get anyone to come to the masjid. One day, one person, he got ready. He came with me to the masjid. As we entered the masjid people, the musallis, they started hitting us with their shoes. And I thought I brought this man and he's getting hiding because of me, so I protected him. Let me take the hiding. Then just then the Imam came and he recognized him. He's such a great alim, people hitting him. So he stopped them. So then they say, but he brought this person drunkard. You can smell the liquor from his mouth. And he's brought him here. So then he told, yeah, that's not right. How could you bring this man here? So it was just somewhere near Maghrib. So they told that man, you go now. He was adamant, I'm not going. I'm staying here. But Namaz Maghrib, they had to start. So he stood and they made him stand a little bit at a distance. And they read the namaz, finished read, then they found that person is not lifting his head from sajda. So Shaykh Abdul Fattah Abul Ghudda said, I thought, this person now a drunkard and that he doesn't know about namaz, he doesn't know you have to lift his head up. He's just there. When they went and checked, he had passed away. He said, I was reduced to that. We trying whole life to please Allah. Yeah, Allah brought him and in that state and Allah took him in sajda. So we don't know when, which moments, so the end of our life comes good. That is what we have to have that big, big worry about. And don't judge anyone. We don't know who that last moment he comes and he just goes towards Allah. And how many people get rejected? Allah protect us all, save us all. So always towards the end. So the month of Ramadan now coming to the end, many of us will still remember also, there were those days, perhaps very few places now, I hardly know of any place. Quran Sharif should be made khatam on 27th night. Then on 27th night, big crowd, biggest crowd. The first night, very big crowd, but 27th night, biggest crowd. And after that, finish, flat, nothing. Whereas this is now the real time. And 27th of Ramadan, the vast majority of ulama have the opinion and feeling that this is Laylatul Qadr. And every year, this is Laylatul Qadr. Which, of course, now, alhamdulillah, we know more. It can be any of the other nights also. But the vast majority of the ulama have the opinion that Laylatul Qadr comes every year, 27th night. Perhaps that is also why the ulama of the past also, they should make the khatam on 27th night. So everyone comes. But then again, this is not the end. This is the starting. Now in the 27th, then we get the night of prize giving. Then we get the last night of Ramadan. All these valuable nights are coming now. So let us not become lax as we coming to the end. That I did a lot. Shaitan puts in our mind, mentally also we feel, whole month I did so much, now let me take it a bit easy. Or like many of us perhaps, we don't know when Eid will be, Thursday, Friday. So if we are thinking of going home on Friday, on Thursday for example, then also towards the end we become a bit lax. But the real correct attitude to become more. So for that, let us see that in some way what the great value of this month is. One is that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is that month in which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala multiplies a faras by 70. Every faras that we do, and our rozas are also faras. We keep rozas out of Ramadan, nafal rozas, but the Ramzan roza is 70. It's also multiplied. Our namazas are multiplied. All faras. We give our zakat in Ramadan. We shouldn't delay zakat. On its time we should give it. But we can give it till the next year, before the next year comes. Our next zakat we can finish. So many people also, common habit is to give zakat in Ramadan. All this is multiplied by 70. And then all nafal, not only namazas, whatever nafal, our tilawat of Quran Sharif, our zikr, whatever nafal, lillah we give, this all gets the value of the faraz in this month. So we can imagine how much it is. Then of course the last 10 nights, Jummah. On Jummah, the reward of Amal is multiplied again plenty. Great, great rewards on Jummah. This year we had 4 Jummahs. Some years we are fortunate, we get 5 Jummahs also. So the reward is multiplied. And now, right at the end now, and especially if it is the 27th, the Laylatul, but in any case, the prize giving night, the last night of Ramadan, these are all so special. So we should try and push more now. Not try and take it lax, make it lax. We should try and do more. Mujaddid al-Fiqh Thani rahmatullah alayhi has most probably written, it was the Hazrat's call, that a person's whole life's nafal cannot equal a farz. In namazes, our whole life's nafal, all tahajjud, ishraq, awwabin, chash, salatul tawbah, salatul hajah, and what great rewards of ishraq namaz, tahajjud namaz, king of the nawafil. What great, great rewards. Awwabin, what great rewards. And whole life's nafal can't equal two rakats of faraz, and two rakats of faraz are fajr two. Only fajr two are two rakats. So the whole life, so what is the value of a faraz? And in this month, all that nafal becomes a faraz. And the faraz is multiplied by 70. So how much? So till the very last, just to give us an idea, we were fortunate that we set for itikaf with Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayhi in Saharanpur. And 29th night, perhaps about 8, 10, 12 rakats of Taraweeh was made. Then there was some commotion. When found out what was the commotion, somebody said that somebody has seen the moon. Now our natural attitude will be, verify it, is it? And if it is, then finish Ramzan. But Hazrat said, just keep quiet, leave it all alone. Finish our Taraweeh. As long as it's not verified that the moon has been sighted, it is still Ramadan for us. And we'll get the reward of Ramadan. After that, we will say, well, Taraweeh is finished. Now, before Witr, let us... Hazrat said, quickly make our Taraweeh also. Don't waste time. So still we can get the reward of the Witr. We can get it of Ramadan. And Ramadan is the only month we can make it with Jamaat. As soon as when the moon is sighted, if we just see it after Maghrib and the news comes, then that same night, now Witr is not with Jamaat. So just see how they valued it to the last moment. So Allah give us also tawfiq, the object of this for myself, for all of us. As the end comes, our mind tells us, Shaitan puts it, you did lot, now you tired, now take it easy. No, we should push more. And really, Allah give us this attitude for our life also. Many of us, as the end of our life comes, then for example, now little bit, little pain in the body, sit and make namaz. Now we take it easy, our jamaat namaz. Whole life I was making jamaat. Now I'm not so feeling so well, my health is not so good. Family also will tell, children will tell, stay at home, make your namaz at home. This is the time to push more. So try to the end, and then the akhirat will be made. So Allah give us tawfiq. So just one example, we have been giving this example, but it cannot be exhausted also the way it comes. If a person is, for example, earning 20,000 rand a month, well, just to give us an idea, otherwise, rands and cents and things of this dunya to one sawab or reward of nothing can compare. And then the boss tells him that if you will give 5 minutes a day extra of your work, and that 20,000 rand only for 2.5 hours a day you must work. That is like our five times namaz, which takes us roughly 2.5 hours if we make it wuzu, everything, about for each namaz about 30 minutes. So about 2.5 hours. So the other 21.5 hours is still yours. But if you put in 5 minutes, for every 5 minutes, I will give you 100 rand, which is really, for us it will be big. So if he puts, I've got 21 and a half hours, I can put 5 hours extra. So I will get about 6,000 rand. So my 20,000 plus 6,000, and it will mean a lot to him. And then the boss says, this 1 month that comes now, and that is a very special month for whatever. The birthday of the boss in that month, he got married in that month, he started his business, whatever reason. He says, this month, now your 20,000, I'm going to multiply it by 70. 70 times 20,000 is how much? 1,400,000. Gee, this I'm going to give you now. And for every 5 minutes, I'm going to multiply it now, give you the value of 20,000 for every 5 minutes. So that 5 hours he was giving. At 20, now for every 5 minutes, for 1 hour is 12, 5 minutes. So that will work out to 1,200,000. It will work out for the whole month, 1,440,000. So all this is going to get now. And then the boss also tells, and that is now, it was for the month, by Allah, not for the month of pay, just to give us an understanding, 20,000, but for every faras, 20,000. And 20,000 is absolutely nothing. But just to give us some idea how we can work out. So for every faras, 20,000. The 5 faras and witr will be counted with the faras. Faras, witr also has got the value of a faras. And then all the rozas that we are keeping, the zakat we are giving, it's all being multiplied so much. And just all the nafal of the whole life, all the charity of our whole life can't equal a faras. Hey, whatever good we do, the faras are the most important. And Allah put in our hearts the importance of our faraiz. And with the faraiz, two of fajr, 4 of zuhr, asr, maghrib 3, isha 4. But Allah surrounded it because this is with all the sunnah mu'akkada, ghair mu'akkada, to protect it. So we should do all that so that our faraiz is really looked after. When we start chopping and cutting on the side, our faraiz comes in jeopardy. So look after our whole, the whole namaz to do that faraz. And then for every faraz, Allah is giving so much. We can't imagine. Hey, calculators will not be able to work out. Even with this meager amount of 20,000 and 100 rand for 5 minutes, calculators won't be able to work out. And then again, on Fridays, the value is gone more again. And then this Laylatul Qadr, khayrum min alfi shahr, 83 years and 4 months. Okay, who can work it out? Where it's going to land? What the value of it is going to come? So Allah Ta'ala has given us this. So as the end of the month is coming, we are moving towards the end. Let us not become lax now. Let us pay more attention. And then again, if we go and see, yeah, whatever billions and trillions we acquire, either we going to tell how many people in the middle of the whole building of the empire, they passed away. Or something happens and you lose all that money also. Anything can, but the akhirat will be forever. And that is quantity. You'll be forever, that rewards are going to be forever. And this 1 month is only this 1 month in the year. The minute the moon is sighted, let us not worry of the controversies already now coming in the minds of my people. Wednesday we'll see the moon, Thursday. Just leave all that alone. We engage in acquiring more sawab. Leave that, the people who are in charge of that, they will sort it out. When the final result comes that it is Eid tomorrow, it's Eid tomorrow, it's Eid. But we don't worry about that. Now, that is not our word, not even the ulama's word. There are organizations who are the Hilal committees who are working on. Leave it to them. Why must we? And they will get great reward in ascertaining, finding out whether it was cited, was not cited. Whether that is their work, and they'll get their reward in that. And we, our reward is not in that. That's not our business also. Hey, we unfortunately, how shaitan has got us. Things that we don't bother us, we fully involved in that. And what bothers us, we are completely out of that. Allah Ta'ala guide us. So anyway, this night, Laylatul Qadr is coming. Now this is a great, great favor of Allah upon this ummah. And as we read over and over, we hear that this was given to the ummah when the ummah fell, when the ummahs of before were given very, very long lives. And they could achieve so much. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was also saddened. Also, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, how he was worried for his ummah. He wanted his ummah to be in the biggest numbers. The Zawwajul Wadud Al-Walud. Fa'inni mukathirun bikumul umam. I want my ummah to be the biggest. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam wanted his ummah's rewards to be the greatest on the day of Qiyamah. Everything, and what fazail of this ummah. May we also understand and make shukr to Allah. He gave us iman. what a great, great thing about it. Allahu Akbar. Not nice to think of the negative, but if I wasn't a mu'min, what was my condition? And then he made me in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What a great, great namat. If I was a one lady of the previous ummah, when she read the fadail, the virtues of this ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, she said, if I was of that ummah, my whole life I should, in shukr, I should have spent it in one sajda. And how many sajdas Allah gave us? But our sajdas just up and down. May Allah give us the value of the sajda, this ummah. Then make lot of shukr. Allah made it from Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Really, and it wasn't our doing. All this is a gift of Allah. What Allah has given us. To be of the Ahlus Sunnah, the people of the Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And wal Jama'ah, Jama'ah to Sahaba. We are, alhamdulillah, we don't know how to thank Allah. Our parents, our elders, our ulama, how they made effort. Many of us also, we might not realize it, but many, many of us, our forefathers were also in bid'at. They were also having wrong, but it is the ulama who made effort. And what they endured. They were spoken ill about. They were fired. They were treated bad because they spoke the truth. They established the haq. And then today we got it on a plate. And we are not appreciating it whatsoever. Allah let us understand. So anyway, this night is the 27th night. Let us try and appreciate it. And again, see how merciful, what a loving Allah. We can't imagine how kind, how loving for to get all this wages. What wages? We can't imagine. We can't calculate it what it comes to. Allah has made it so easy. We just make our Isha and Fajr with Jamaat. We get the whole night sawab. So who, why, how can we deprive ourselves? And now our Isha, make it properly. Make it 17 rakats. Why we want to cut down in Ramadan? We all say Ramadan is the month to increase our ibadat, not to decrease it. So why decrease it? Make it full 17 and have feel it an honor. Addition, not make place in the 17 for the 20. There's 17 on its place, and the other 20 Allah is giving us the opportunity. So we do our Isha properly, and with all the Isha also, the four sunnahs before, make them nicely. Make our Isha properly, with Takbir-e-Ula, not late, not after half the rakat is finished, then we join. From the beginning we try and join. And how much we can, our quality, our concentration, our devotion. Then after the farad, try and make the two sunnat-e-mu'akkada, the two nafals, make them. Make our witr, make our taraweeh properly. And that also, let it not be that we join just when before the imam is going in ruku. No, from the beginning. And really Quran Sharif that is being recited. Whether we understand or not. And the beautiful Quran Sharif, Allah by His fadl and karam. Generally, a few jamaats, I ask them, they traveled, that how did you find the standard of the Taraweeh? They say, very good. Generally, Allah has made. There was that time when Allama Yusuf Bannuri Rahmatullah Ali visited our country. It was in the 70s. And when he traveled around, many places who were with him, the ulama, people who traveled, he told them, repeat our namazes. The imam's qiraat was very, very weak. He said that you have to repeat your namaz. So weak it was. That so much of mistakes and those lahane jali, big mistake, that namaz had to be repeated. But today, generally, alhamdulillah, the standard of Quran, Allah, and to listen to Quran Sharif. And again, the taraweeh, Allah made it. Our own reading, we are weak, etc. We make mistakes also. Yeah, we are getting a pure Quran Sharif. Any errors, there are enough people to pick it up. If it's not corrected immediately, afterwards, the next day it's corrected. But all, we get what an honor for us to get to listen to one whole beautiful Quran Sharif. So don't let us miss out that we just start the namaz halfway, then that we listen to it, but we didn't listen to it. And again, the reward of reading Quran Sharif in namaz is so great. The reward of listening to Quran Sharif in namaz is also so great. As the differences come, whether it is more virtuous to read or to listen. So the same in namaz also, to read and to listen. The virtues are so, so great. So this is a night, so we try our minimum to make our namazes Isha and Fajr, and of course all the other namazes also. Then if a person will read after Maghrib, the last ruku of Surah Ali Imran, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, about two pages, just over two pages, he gets the sawab of the whole night's ibadat. So we just do this little bit, one ruku, 2 minutes it will take us, less than 2 minutes, and the whole night's ibadat sawab we have got already. And then if person who reads Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Surah Tabarak Al-Ladhi Surah Mulk between Maghrib and Isha, he gets the sawab of Laylatul Qadr throughout the year. We won't get Laylatul Qadr, the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. We can get that throughout the year. And yeah, if it is Laylatul Qadr, that also plus this also. And Allah Ta'ala, Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah, and many muhaddithin, where there is a difference between this virtue and that virtue, one is less, one is, they all give preference to the more, looking at the kindness of Allah. So this is also, this is the mashayikh. Fuqaha will look at the strength of the riwayat. They will look at other principles. But the mashayikh, they will look at the Allah Ta'ala. That Allah is a giver. And Allah's giving, there is no limited. So they make their decisions on looking at Allah Ta'ala. The fuqaha, etc., muhaddithin, will make their decision on the strength of the riwayat. They will look at all those things. So Allahu Akbar, Allah is the giver. So this is an opportunity. So how much we can earn just for those. Then more than that, the dua. Let us not miss out on the dua. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Yeah, again we see that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, what a woman, what a position. How great. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidatul Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah, Queen of the Women of Jannah. One alim so beautifully, he says, whose virtue is more, Hazrat Fatima or Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala? Both are great, great. We can look up and up and we'll fall on our back, we can't see how great they are. Both of them are so great. But he says, on the day of Qiyamah, Hazrat Fatima, undoubtedly she will be the queen of the women of Jannah. But Hazrat Aisha will be holding the finger of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and entering Jannah. The beloved wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she asked Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, and see the words that if I find Laylatul Qadr, what should I say? Say word. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, say, quli, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu. So we just say. Allah give us the concentration, the devotion, but we are asked just to say this word. How kind is not Allah Ta'ala? So how much we can read this word, and how easy, Allahumma innaka, and what words, Allahumma innaka afuun. Oh Allah, you are maafi, you are forgiveness. Like you tell somebody, you want money from him, then you say, you are generosity, not that you are generous. You are generosity. Allah, you are forgiveness. You are an embodiment. You are forgiveness. And more than that, tuhibbul afwa. You love to forgive. Allah doesn't love to punish. Allah punishes. Allah system is Allah's system. But Allah loves to forgive. And Allahu Akbar. Also take into consideration, Allah loves to forgive. Allah loves when banda forgives banda. As a husband, forgive our wives. All of us make mistakes. As a wife, forgive our husband. Forgive one another. As parents, forgive our children. Children, forgive our... How many we hold grudges against our parents? We hold grudges against... I hold a grudge against my wife. I'm making my own life bitter. I'm making my own life, I'm sad, I'm thinking, forgive, and what is humanly possible, forget about it also, and live now, enjoy life. And what your wife, you have got, why you want to hold a grudge against your wife? Why does the wife want to hold a grudge against her husband? Mistakes we all make. All of us make mistakes. But now live happily with one another. Your Jannat is here already. When you've learned to forgive. So Allah loves when we also forgive. And take this wasta of Allah. Forgive, say, Ya Allah, whoever, if I have perhaps any right over somebody, somebody did me down, somebody did wrong to me, he spoke bad about me, he saw me, anything wrong, I make him maaf for you. And you love when we forgive one another. And then see what peace you get. Until you don't forgive, that thing is in you, and you are begrudging yourself. You are making your own life bitter. So this is a night that when Allah Ta'ala is forgiving, we also forgive. And we Allah forgives us, we forgive one another. And in that sadaqah of this forgiveness and the love of Allah, oh Allah, we ask that don't take any of us to task. Don't even question us. Don't even take us to task. This is that night that Allah is making it. And this forgiveness, the whole month of Ramadan is like that. This, and then the special night. And this night, we people, we just put our full hope on this one night. Alhamdulillah, Allah reward the saatis. They make effort, they make ibadat every day. Not in the ummah, there are people who are making ibadat. But on this night, generally, the ummah also, more. So let us not miss out. Also, it happens easily that this dua and all our other duas on the place, the dua that came from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his beloved Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, which greater dua can there be? So if we just read this dua, and also by the barakat of Ya Allah, you gave this dua to your beloved wife, to Hazrat Aisha, and on other occasions, when Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked for a special dua, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it, and then she became so happy. He said, Aisha, you became so happy with this dua. I make this dua for my ummah 5 times a day. I make it for my ummah so many. So just see which ummah are we in. Who is our Nabi? Muhammadur Rasulullah. And then naturally, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ. Also very important, أَشِدَّاءَ لَلْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. And what you see them, تَرَاهُمْ سُجَّدًا. All the ibadat, ruku, sajda. This is our elders. Where are we looking at that sportsman? And where are we looking at that film actor? Allahu Akbar. We have to bury our heads in the ground for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that sportsman, how he played or whatever he did, that politician, and we're giving them preference, and we're giving them honor. They are dirty. Physically they are dirty. They urinate, they don't clean themselves. They defecate, they don't clean themselves. They are filled with dirt. And the Sahaba, Allahu Akbar, they are those people that Allah Ta'ala classified them, who love their cleanliness. And they go to the extent for their cleanliness. How pure. And we want to learn cleanliness, and we want to learn sanitization from them. Where can they ever, what Allah has given us? And when our istinja is there, then what is the rest of our deed? What is our akhlaq, our aqaid? What aqaid? Aqaid, the purity of aqaid, tawheed, oneness of Allah Ta'ala. No trinity, no that this idol, Allahu Akbar, how stupid these people have become, worshipping idols. Hey, what they make with their own hand. That idol, if you make it stand, it just stands. If you let it lie down, it can't stand. What is going to make you stand up? It can't lie there, it can't stand up itself. Your fly takes the food, you put the best of food for a fly takes it. Mice take it, rats take the food. They can't do anything. What tawheed? The least a mu'min has got this tawheed, this oneness of Allah. And this is, we have to work for it really, that Allah gave it to us for the vast majority, for all of us. Allah gave it to us. Even if a person is a revert, it wasn't his doing really. Allah Ta'ala gave it to him. But our good fortune, we are born in Muslim. Ask those reverts. Now presently, how many of our students, when they want to go home, food is a problem. The family, or non-Muslims, all of them. Namaz is a problem. To dress like a Muslim is a problem. For us, how easy Allah has made it. by and large, there are unfortunately our people also who want to eat also anything, and they don't want you to dress as a Muslim also, but by and large it is still accepted. Compared to them, what difficulty and mujahada, and of course they, and also what these difficulties and hardships which come on a person, just one attitude we just have to change. This is what Allah has meant for me, I accept it. And see your life become easy. And you don't want to accept it, who you going? You're going to fight, you bump your head against the wall. No difference. You want to fight it, who you going to fight? You want to fight Allah? You want to fight the people? You just accept that this is my thing, and within my parameters, I must now live my life and I must carry on. Your husband is giving you uphill. You got your little children. Just accept it. It is like that now. And then you just carry on. And see on that how Allah will open up also for you. And you yourself, you will find comfort. But you want to fight all the time. And you want to go here, and you want to go there, and you want to go to court, and you want to get out of the marriage. The next marriage may be even worse than their first marriage. What we want to, just accept what it is. And in that, Allah Ta'ala will give openings. And also, difficulties and hardships that come to us, don't worry about them. They are there. But many, many times, they open the way for much more greater and better things. The story of Khadir alayhi salam with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Each incident, the outward thing, was very bad. He made the bow, he damaged the ship. After that, he killed the little boy. After that, when the people were not appreciating and not doing anything for them, he built up a war. But at the end, what was the result of all that? In fact, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, may Allah have mercy on Musa Ali Salam. Had he made sabr, we should have learned so many more secrets. More and more things should have opened up. And one very easy thing for us to understand of that king who was going out hunting, who left his hunting, and he was going for hunting, and he always kept this minister with him. Always they were very close, he should never separate. But as they started the journey, the king got hurt. He cut his finger, thumb or whatever, and just when you get hurt, that pain is severe, intense. Then it starts subsiding and it becomes less. But at that time, the pain is intense. So the minister had the habit of saying, Jo Allah karta hai, so achha karta hai. Whatever Allah does is for the best. It's good. So he said, I got hurt, it's paining. You say it's good. And a king thinks how a king thinks. So he ordered immediately 3 days, 3 days jail imprisonment, put him in jail. How can he say it's good, I got hurt, I'm suffering like that? The king was, and this was also a thing, when a person is, that was a sign also perhaps that don't go for your hunting trip. But we don't take it. What we got in our mind, we are obsessed with it. We just want to do what we want to do. The world can explain to us, it doesn't make sense. I know, what I'm doing is right. No matter what, who says, they don't know. They don't know my position. So he carried on, and it resulted. He went out of his boundaries of his kingdom. He went into the next where they were cannibals, human eaters. So they caught hold of him, they were going to eat him. And eat him alive. So then he realized now what he told. Jo Allah karta hai, so achha. When they now wanted to eat him, so they also had some masalas like we got for qurbani. The tail must be right, the horns must be right, the ears. When they checked up, no, he's not fit for qurbani because he's got this cut here, one small cut. And by now it was not paining also. Just at the beginning, it was. Just because of that, I got saved. Now he realized. So by that, by our obstinacy, and we want to do, landed him in a problem. And that what Allah did, it looked like bad. But what great goodness, his whole life got saved. And so he got saved. Now he appreciated and understood. We came back, and then he took that minister out with royal treatment, red carpet treatment. 21 gun salute, that you saved me, you told me what Allah does, but I put you in jail, what was good in that you went to jail? He said, Badshah Salamat, you know, we never separate, we are always together. When they caught you, Lazman, that I was also going to be caught. You should have got saved because you had a cut. On my body, no sore, no cut, no nothing. They should eat me alive. But 3 days in jail, I got saved. So just the 3 days, though it looked outwardly like bad, to stay in jail, to go to jail for 3 days, it looks bad. But what, his life got saved also. So we also, any difficulties we see in our lives, don't just look at the difficulty. Behind it, inna ma'al usri yusra, inna ma'al usri yusra. With every difficulty, with one difficulty, it is a specific al-usr, one difficulty. Both ayat is referred to one difficulty. And both ayat, unlimited solutions. For every problem and difficulty, for one difficulty of yours, by Allah Ta'ala, yusran, unlimited solutions for that. So we just turn to Allah Ta'ala. So this is the night Allah, this is the month Allah has given us. And again, if we find we were neglectful in this month, Allah is a great and kind being. Turn now as we are sitting, tonight, whenever we turn to Allah, ask for forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala doesn't only, who can be like Allah Ta'ala? Bring somebody that is like Allah. Nobody is like Allah Ta'ala. Allah doesn't only forgive, but Allah Ta'ala gives us what reward in return. A person who did wrong, whether we didn't appreciate this man, whether in our whole life we were doing wrong, we are still doing wrong. Allah Ta'ala says, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابْ. The punishment of Allah, but for those who make tawbah. Make tawbah. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Do some good deed. And the greatest of good deeds, لا إله إلا الله. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابْ وَآمَنَ. Bring iman. Read your kalima. وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Do some good deed. Allah says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّعَاتِهِمْ حَسَنًا. Allah will change all your bad deeds into good deeds. Who can do that? Hey, you defrauded somebody, you stole from your boss, you did all wrong, you stole ₹1 million, ₹2 million, and then the boss found out. And when he found out, and you said, boss, forgive me. And that is, you just said, forgive me. And he said, okay, you stole $2 million, I'm giving you $4 million another. Can anyone in the world ever do that? Who can do that? But our Allah, and for everyone Allah is. And these are the occasions. Tonight, let it not just go like that. Let us do. It doesn't mean if we can, alhamdulillah, stay awake the whole night. Hazrat Shaykh exhorts and encourages that. But if not, just our Fajr and Isha at least. And just leave that little surah, read this dua. If you want to still go and sleep, no problem, sleep also. But how much we can, this occasions won't come again. This moment that is gone will never come back again. And how we have, where we have deposited, it depends. In good or in bad, or we just went empty. This is the occasion. Allah has given us our life, not to waste our life in this dunya. Not to spend, not to just be making money. Earning is fardum ba'd al-fara'id. To earn our livelihood is a farz after we first fulfill our farz of deen. Don't make your namaz, don't miss it because of your earning. Your other, don't miss your roza because of, those are the first farz. And then you earn also. And to earn is farz to that extent that you can live. Not to put away, not to make so much of investment and properties and for our children and our grandchildren. And we want to save for them. And if I get sick and if I have to go for this operation, I need so much money. And not to pay for all stupid insurance policies and all these things which are just making us poorer and poorer all the time. No, it is that you just earn how much and engage more in the ibadat of Allah. For our eternal earning of the akhirah. And in ibadat, one of the greatest ibadat is to learn and to teach deen. That is the greatest. From then deen will be preserved. The true deen will be looked after. This is the greatest ibadah, to learn deen, to teach deen, the pure deen, and to learn it properly. Then to make the ibadah of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to make effort on other people. Hey, we made effort on one person. That person, he is already now 70, 80 years old. Whole life he is negligent. He made tawbah. He is going to Jannah. His children also, he put them all in wrong lines. He calls his grandchildren, and many cases like this have happened, that I want you to become Hafiz al-Quran. one of them becomes, he becomes an alim. How many people, what their lives were, became hafiz, alim. He started a Darul Ulum. Thousands of students became ulama, became huffaz, became qurra. That all men, it's all going in his account. And those who gave him da'wah, it's all going in there. And Allah is not going to divide and give. Allah is going to give everyone full. So Allah said, this is the opportunity to be grabbing from Allah, not to be wasting ourselves on all funny things. Also at the same time, wasting our time on so many wrong things, the food, etc. Now eat preparations again. The eat preparations is more our ibadat. Make little bit preparations, no problem also, and make our niyat also, that day of happiness for the children, family, some food, but that is not the major, and we start sacrificing our ibadat. Ibadat is the main thing, and also in all this, we keep our balance. This also, eat, we prepare, the family, the woman will get dressed, everything in its place, but at the same time, the main ibadat, let us not forget, and our earning of the akhirah. Put our deen, everything in proportion. Don't make it lopsided. Deen is a complete way of life. For our akhirah also, and in preparing our akhirah, see to our dunya's necessities also. Whatever there is, that not now the on each day table is empty, there is no food. And then we say that millions of people got no food, and what you worried of all the delicacies and that. No, to keep everything in order, but don't go overboard. Overboard, that now the food we are preparing, taking photos, good people, good ladies, sharing it with other people, promoting dunya now. All the dessert I made, taking a photo and sharing it on the group. Sending it to everyone. Worse now, even Allah protect us when our heads don't function. And shaitan urinates in our heads and we don't appreciate. Then we're making now eat trees also. Like they got Christmas trees advertised, eat trees. And where are we going? In which direction are we going? What are we doing? All these funny things, keep to our deen. And bring our deen. Also very important that in our deen, don't just keep a cover of deen, an outward veneer of deen. Just don't give things our deeni and technical terms, but we are living the ways of the non-believers. Like now they got Christmas tree, we made it halal, eat tree. So now it's an Islamic thing. How can that be? You have halal, they selling also, halal wine, halal alcohol, halal pork. Pork also is going to be made halal. Hey, no, that's why putting the title of halal doesn't make a thing halal. It has to be, a thing certified halal is not halal. It has to be halal. Hey, today, before everyone looked for halal, today we look for halal certified. As long as it's certified halal, whether now Isa al-Islam on the cross is also, that also is, halal's logo is there also. Anything else also, pork, and it's written clearly this is pork, there also a halal sign. So that, how can that make it halal? Allah give us an understanding of our deen.